From WTJU 91.1 FM, this is Charlottesville Classical. I'm Rebecca Boggs. Today we talk with Catrian Vance. Catrian is a longtime choral member of the Virginia Consort.
I've been singing in choirs my whole life, you know, from junior high and high school, and sang a cappella in college, and sang for a little bit in the choral society at my college. And in Charlottesville, I think I saw an ad, maybe an advertisement in the Seaville or something like that, for both the Oratorio Society and the Virginia Consort. And I just know that for me, singing with other people is one of the most, I think, rewarding things that anybody can do. There's something about the community there that's totally different from singing by yourself. And so I auditioned and got into the consort, and I've been doing it ever since. The thing that I always say to people, so consort rehearsals are Monday nights, and so it's what I've been doing Monday night from 7 to 9 for over 20 years, you know, and I've been doing it longer than I've been married, so I sort of said to my husband, like, Monday nights are already taken, this is what I do. And, you know, people will sometimes say, man, how do you work all day and then you go do this other thing at night, and what I say is, and what's true, is that I can be tired when I'm going there, and then the rehearsal actually wakes me up. It just it uses my brain in an entirely different way than anything else that I do. And a lot of people, I'm sure, would talk about the math that's involved in music, but it's just such a different way of thinking and concentrating and working on something that I always come out of the rehearsal much less tired than I was when I was going in. I actually teach history and English and math and music to 7th and 8th graders. And one of the units that we'll do, or one of the things I'll teach as we're doing the history, is Bach and Handel in the Baroque era, and then Mozart. And there's something about understanding, I think, what they were up to. And I know I don't even understand it perfectly. And it's just, right. But I think when you're listening to it, even if you don't know any of that, what you can understand is just the feeling that it gives you. And you know you're in the presence of something remarkable and something that's like an incredible gift. And it's at the time of Bach and Handel and Mozart, there's so many people creating music, but these are the ones that have stuck around, you know, sort of like Shakespeare. There's a million folks who were writing plays and poetry at the time of Shakespeare, but his are the ones that have survived. And so when you hear something by Bach or Mozart or Handel, we're about to sing some Handel in March, you know why it has survived, because it just speaks to something in you that is not intellectual at all. It's completely emotional.
Catrian Vance is a singer in the Virginia Consort. You can find out more at virginiaconsort.org. Connect with these select performances in our area. The UVA Jazz Ensemble, under the direction of John Dearth, will present their winter concert and first concert of 2019 on Saturday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. in Old Cabell Hall. The concert will comprise a variety of both classic and contemporary jazz pieces. The University of Virginia Chamber Music Series presents the Albemarle Ensemble this Sunday, February 24th at 3:30 p.m. in Old Cabell Hall. This annual series, which presents innovative performances by the University of Virginia's world-class performance faculty and celebrated guest artists, is comprised of six professional performances for the university and the Central Virginia community. For more classical music events in our area, plus round-the-clock classical music radio, visit charlottesvilleclassical.org. This is WTJU Charlottesville.